This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
And Neil, who have we got on next?
We have in the studio with us Sue Giles, who is here from the Green Room Awards to talk about the Green Rooms. Welcome to the show, Sue.
Thank you very much for having me.
Oh, our absolute pleasure. Before we get going into what the Green Room Awards are, because there are a lot of people out there that might not know it, let's talk about who you are and why you're in here to talk about the awards.
Well, I think it's because I got the Lifetime Achievement Award last year.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much. I consider now my life is over and I can just relax.
Well, they should earn you a few privileges, shouldn't they? So, yeah. Although,
and you get a chance to come on here.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
And, you know, as we know, there is no retirement in the arts, so actually my life is not over. It's only just beginning. I'm the Artistic Director of Polyglot Theatre. I don't know if you know about it.
Tell us what it is.
We're a company that's been around for 40 years. I haven't been with them that long. Just want to put that in there right now. But I have been there with the company since the year 2000, so a fair whack. And we make work we're an internationally touring company. We make work for children and families, and we make work that is centred around participation and really pushing the theatre boundaries. So the company's been around for a while and
touring internationally as well.
Yes, we're in China at the moment, actually, which is fantastic.
What's the show that's over there?
It's called Cerita Anak, which means child story. It's a collaboration with Indonesian theatre company Paper Moon Puppet Theatre.
Uh-huh.
We've had a relationship for 10 years or so, and this is a beautiful work that we've made together. It's in Beijing at the moment.
Right. And how do you get to be on this world stage with a little company from Melbourne?
Well, it's a good question, and I think it's a really important one because we're one of the small to medium theatre companies, and in Australia, the small to medium theatre companies are the ones who are doing the touring.
Mm.
Like, because we're kind of nimble and responsive, but also we've got the kind of scale of work that we do is really various.
Yeah.
So we can fit into almost any context, and we don't have huge casts or kind of production around this, so that we're kind of affordable as well.
Yep.
But I think you'll find most of the small to mediums really travel all over the world, much more than any of the other companies in Australia. And so we do a lot of our work is, well, I guess last year we went to 9 different countries.
Wow, that's pretty big.
Yeah.
And so you said you're like they're in China now. Have you got different branches of the company that could be in different countries at different times?
Yeah, absolutely. So at the moment we have the show in for 5 weeks in China. It's in Beijing at the moment. But we've also then in the last the last 2 weeks we've had 4 shows out and about in Victoria alone.
Uh-huh.
And then next week we go off to Perth to open a new show there. So it's constantly kind of on the move. So we've got lots of different teams doing different works. Mm. Yeah.
And where do you draw your shows from? Yeah, is it from the same pool of people, or do you bring in different writers and producers?
Well, always work. We've got a core of about 25 people who've worked with the company for a variety amount of years, but really experienced. And because we work in participation, it's quite a distinct skill. But we work with a lot of other companies, but also other artists, and always collaborating with new art forms. We're really various in our art forms as well. And that's part of the way that we can kind of reach as far as we do. So lots of design, lots of sound design, lots of technology is used in a really interesting way. But mostly it's about hands-on stuff, like we really get the audiences involved making stuff and being part of things.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, like this show that's gone to China now, it's puppets.
No, it's not puppets at all.
Shadow puppets,
is it? Oh, there is some shadows. Yep, there's some shadows because Indonesian, the Paper Moon is a puppet theatre company.
Yep.
So, but it's an immersive piece. So there's 40 people go on a sea journey in a boat. where they are physically in a boat. And
that sounds great. What, on water?
On silk water.
Oh, okay.
So it's theatrical.
Right.
So we're on silk water in a boat that actually is like rocks and rolls on the ocean. It's very, it's an incredibly immersive experience. They get sprayed water in the face and
a
storm happens and blue balls fall from the ceiling and we sink to the bottom of the ocean and it's very dramatic and yes.
Well, that sounds like a big production.
It is. It's huge. We do.
Well, you said they're not all that big a production.
Oh, well, I'm thinking, it's not like 20 people on stage. It's a cast of four. So, but no, high production values, absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, it sounds like. And who came up with that concept and idea?
Well, this was one that Ria, who's the Ria Tree Sulistiani, who's the artistic director of Paper Moon, she and I came up with this one together. And then we have a beautiful group, like Anna Tregloan came and designed the set with us. Steph O'Hara did the incredible sound design, and Richard Varbre did the lights, and we had Wulang Sunu, who's an Indonesian animator, who did the animation for the whole thing as well. So it was a big team, and we worked together across, worked with the community in North Java as well, and we do all our process working with children at the heart of it. So all those kids were involved in making it as well.
How can people get involved in your company here in Melbourne?
What sort of involvement would you like to have?
Well, how you said, you work with the children in the community and stuff.
Well, that's a really nice question, actually, because we've just moved to Abbotsford. Well, we've been there now 6 months, but moved to Abbotsford Convent, and there's a really amazing community there of families and kids, so we're really looking forward to getting in touch with that mob. And then we also have very strong relationships with schools around Melbourne, working mostly in disadvantaged areas where access to arts is really difficult. And then we also have our PIPS group, which is the Polyglot Inspiring People Society, made up by those children. So there's about 20, 25, 30 kids who are involved in the PIPS group as well.
Okay. And what age group are those kids?
Anything from 6 through to... Well, actually, our oldest are like 15. They don't want to leave.
Yeah.
So usually we cater for 12 and under. But like from babies through to age 12. But those teenagers are very dedicated to Polyglot now. They consider themselves part of the team and they don't want to go.
Right. Lovely. And so you just go to your website to find out more information about it?
Yeah, that's the best place, I reckon. You can see the kind of breadth of stuff. And we do lots of community works as well. But, yeah, if people want to get involved, that's the best place to go to see what we're into.
And it's poly...
Polyglot.
Right.
Oh, but what was that? Yeah, what was that prompt?
The
website.
Yeah, the website.
All right. polyglot.org.au.
Right, brilliant. Yeah. Okay, and now back to the Green Room Awards.
Yeah.
Why did you get your Life Achievement Award?
Oh, what do I say to that question? It's because I achieved a lot in my lifetime. No, look, I reckon... I have been working in the industry for a long time. I've been like 30, it's all I've ever done. So 37 years as a professional artist. And I feel that I got that award because I've been deeply involved in the children's sector, and not only through as an artistic director with Polyglot, but also as an advocate and working in advocacy for the sector. And it's one of those things that the Green Room's been amazing in the last couple of years. Children's theatre has made it into the Green Rooms, and that's been an incredible kind of coup, because it's not been one of those areas or forms that have been really recognised before.
Mm-hmm.
So that was really exciting. And so... We got, like, a Polyglot, I think, got the inaugural award for innovation in children's theatre in 2016, and that was for Separation Street. And from then on, children's theatre has been very much present. And the effect of that is extraordinary.
Yep.
Because people now, the idea of excellence and the idea of awarding excellence is a real spur, I think, for people to go, oh, God, we can make this as good as it possibly can be. And people don't do it for the awards, of course, but they do it because if the recognition is there, then the bar is lifted anyway.
Yep.
And we're all looking at each other to see who's doing great work.
Yeah. But just back to the children side. No, you're fine. But I just want to go back to that, because children's theatre has become huge, but the arts children's arts have become huge. The NGV, they're devoting a lot of time to their children's program because it's the future. And likewise within theatre, isn't it? The kids, if you get them young, they'll want to go.
You've got them for life.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a really strong point, and I think it's a really, really important one. But the one I think that we mostly fight for in the sector is that children are a really interesting audience now, whatever age they're at. And that's something that hasn't really been taken on board very much. The more people can kind of go, okay, kids are really capable of being an intelligent, perceptive, hilarious audience for all sorts of work, and really pushing that, that's exciting stuff. So it's not even... And you're absolutely right. Once you know, all of us can think of our first theatre experience, and it's always when we're really young. And it's that thing that's turned you into somebody who will go or somebody who will practice in theatre or the arts. And that's super important.
Yep. Green Room Awards.
Green Room Awards.
What are they?
Well, the Green Room Awards, this is the 36th anniversary of the Green Rooms, yep. Which is pretty amazing. So it's a Victorian focused award ceremony. That is about excellence in the arts. And one of the great things about the Green Rooms is that it really is about the small to medium sector as well as the large scale and mainstream and commercial sector. So the small to medium and independent sector do you know what I mean by those terms?
Well, explain to our listeners.
So the independent is independent artists. So that's about not being funded. It's about... working on your small capacity or on your own as a solo artist. And then the small to mediums are often about small to medium sized companies, some of which are funded and some of which are not. But this is about the kind of scale of work that is experimental, that is a cutting edge, that is really trying to kind of create new form and is usually original and has kind of a very powerful voice about diversity and about inclusion and all sorts of different aspects that come through independent action. So we're not, the whole sector is not actually driven by profit making or in fact, you can talk to any artist and who's driven by profit making?
Exactly.
We'd like to be, but no. And sometimes it works out that way. Sometimes it really does.
Yep.
But for the most part, the Green Rooms is a celebration of not only the kind of commercial work that's out there, especially the musical and opera theatres that are in Melbourne, but this incredibly rich community that is about the independent and small to mediums. And we are kind of unlike any other city in Australia.
Mm.
So in a way, our own awards ceremony has become incredibly kind of powerful, I suppose.
And diverse, so diverse.
Very diverse.
Yeah. And that's the wonderful thing, and you touched on it with you mentioned opera and the awards, it's not just one or two categories, is it?
It's lots.
Name a few.
Okay, so we've got the sort of normal theatre categories, which are, and then, you know, best actor, best female actor, best male actor. We're still sticking to those binaries so far, but I'm sure that'll shift. But also there's experimental theatre, there's cabaret, there's independent theatre,
there's comedy.
Yeah, there's best ensembles, you know, so there's a whole range. In fact, where's the statistic? There's something like 274 awards given across 111 categories or something like that. So it's really quite diverse, and it's really trying to acknowledge the incredible nuance in the arts, I suppose. So it's not just one sort of thing happening here, and this is something we've got to be really proud of in Melbourne, is that it's incredibly nuanced, and the last awards ceremony was so much fun because it felt to me that it was the first time that I'd seen something that was really truly representational. It was, you know, representation, sorry, of almost every sector you can imagine.
Yep.
And it was political and it was funny and
So a lot of performers perform on the night.
Yes, so there's, it's quite an act.
Yep.
And then, you know, we skate through the awards. It's like there's a lot of them. But it's also highly entertaining as well. Yeah.
And how important is it, considering that your company and then you've got a life achievement, how important is it to win an award like the Green Room Awards?
Well, it feels to me that it actually is nationally recognised, which is amazing. Our national awards, which is the Heltman Awards, so but it's a very different kind of makeup. That, like, the community around the Heltmans is a very different sort of arts community. And this one in Melbourne, when we have the Green Rooms, we can really see... There's something incredibly potent about the community that it represents, and very exciting. And it's like that kind of, you know, we feel like that the Green Rooms are recognised nationally because they are representative of a very really alive sector, and something that is, you know, we're incredibly lucky. We're being supported for the arts in this state, and let's hope that continues.
Yeah, oh no, and I'm sure it will, because that's what Melbourne people want.
Well, this is so much part of our identity, isn't it? I mean, people come here to, they know that they're going to see great art, and they know they can see something almost every night of the week. And that is all power to, you know, venues that are staying open and people who are making work in their backyards and people who are making work together because that's all they know how to do.
Yep.
And they're doing it really, really well.
And for those odd people out there who might not know, what does the word Green Room mean?
Oh, the Green Room is where, I don't know why it's called Green Room. I should know that, actually. No, the Green Room is actually, I know what the Green Room is, but I don't know why they call it the Green Room.
I think it was always painted green.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Because it's a restful colour or just a cheap can of paint?
Yeah, probably a bit of both.
So this is the play. The Green Room is where the artists backstage go to get their cups of tea and relax and kind of between acts or whatever.
And even in television world and radio, you know, like there is a green room that the people wait to be interviewed or whatever. You know, like, it's a universal word that's used within, you know, like, theatre per se, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. And so you're sitting in there and, so before you go on or if you're waiting to come on for an interview or whatever, and then and in the theatre often it's where you can, you know, boil a kettle and have a cup of tea or have a microwave and sit around. And in the really flash ones, like at the Sydney Opera House, the Green Room is massive and it's got this huge cafeteria with amazing food, and so it depends. Yeah. And then you go to some little theatre in the back blocks of Melbourne, and it's like two chairs and a table and
in a walkway.
Yeah, that's right.
So it's tomorrow night, being Monday night, at the Comedy Theatre.
Yes.
Which this theatre, this city is so lucky to have the theatres that we do have, and the Mariner family.
Yeah.
Jason Mariner, who runs them, it's at one of his theatres. The small one, the Comedy Theatre, but it's still a big theatre. And of course, on Tuesday morning, we'll be all over social media and whatever who won.
Yes, that's right.
Yep.
That is absolutely right.
Okay.
It's going to be a strong night. It's going to be a very representational night, and I reckon it's going to be some really excellent surprises in the morning.
And can you buy a ticket and go along?
Yeah, you can.
And is there still tickets available?
I don't know the answer to that question.
There is.
There are tickets, everybody. You knew the answer.
I knew the answer. I was trying to make you look good. Hey, come on. So if you would like to go along, Google Green Room Awards, and the link will be there. But obviously, the Comedy Theatre, just go there to their website.
Mm.
Thank you so much for coming
in. Thank you for talking.
And congratulations on your Life Achievement Award.
Thank you. I'll now hand that baton over to somebody else. We'll know tomorrow night.
It's all gone now.
It's all over.
You're here on Joy 94.9 Sunday Arts Magazine.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.